From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, May the 30th, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. Michael Ryan is reporting in the Daily Mail that Greene County Republican Committee has endorsed Athens resident Joseph Stanzioni for district attorney. Stanzioni was chosen during the GOP caucus held on Thursday, May the 29th, at the county courthouse in Catskill. Stanzioni was chosen over acting district attorney Charles Buca. Stanzioni has been in private practice for 30 years and has served for 26 years as an assistant public defender. The committee also endorsed incumbents Chris Gibson for Congress, Pete Lopez for State Assembly, Peter Marku for County Treasurer, and Hassan Basajic and John Gelino for County Coroner. The caucus also backed George Amador, who is challenging incumbent Cecilia Kacik for State Senate. Stanzioni will face Democrat Paul Salvino, an attorney and a retired state police investigator, in November. That is a story that you will find in today's Daily Mail. In other election news, Ken Lovett is reporting in the Daily Politics that the Working Families Party is considering education activist Diane Ravitch as its gubernatorial candidate should the party decide to withhold its backing of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo. The party has spoken to Ravitch and she has expressed interest, a source told Lovett. Whether she is the candidate or not, Ravitch will have a role at the Working Families Party convention on Saturday, May the 31st. If she runs, Ravitch's candidacy would put a spotlight on the charter school issue statewide. She stands in strong opposition to them, in sharp contrast with Cuomo. Ravitch is a research professor at New York University. From 1991 to 1993, she served in the administration of President George H.W. Bush as an assistant secretary of education and counselor to Secretary of Education Lamar Alexander. You'll find that full story at Daily Politics, a daily news blog. Finally, Brianna Gursiulo is reporting in the Times Union that 12-year-old Lydia Lovern lost her quest to win the Scripps National Spelling Bee on Thursday, May the 29th. The Mountain Road School sixth grader was eliminated during the semifinals when she misspelled the word Velatunos. Lydia earlier won the Capital Region Spelling Bee and was sponsored by the Times Union. She was one of 46 semifinalists who came from a pool of 281 spellers between 8 and 15 years old from around the world. Lydia had never competed in a spelling bee until this academic year. On Thursday night, two spellers were declared co-champions of the competition, the first time that that has happened in 52 years. That is a story that you will find in today's Times Union. The National Weather Service in Albany is issuing a hazardous weather outlook for East Central New York, Northwestern Connecticut, Western Massachusetts, and Southern Vermont for today, Friday, May the 30th. Isolated to scattered thunderstorms are expected on Friday afternoon through early evening. Some of those thunderstorms could contain small hail and gusty winds. Storms will move to the southeast at 15 to 20 miles an hour. As for the weekend weather for today, the National Weather Service is forecasting scattered showers with thunderstorms also possible after 1 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 73. The chance of precipitation is 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. Expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms on Friday night. A chance of showers and thunderstorms before 10 p.m. Then a slight chance of showers between 10 p.m. and midnight. It will be partly cloudy with a low around 51. Chance of precipitation for Friday night is 40%. New rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. And expect higher amounts possible in thunderstorms. Forecast for the next 3 days. On Saturday, a chance of showers, mainly between 2 p.m. and 3 p.m. Mostly sunny with a high near 73 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 47. On Sunday, sunny with a high near 77 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 51. And on Monday, partly sunny with a temperature high near 82 degrees. Monday night, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 62. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m. and the sun will set at 8:24 p.m., providing us with 15 hours and 1 minute of daylight. That's 1 minute more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, May the 30th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.